What's the number one thing you're most excited about for the second half? Either the biggest strength or just, you know, what you think you might see down the stretch. But also, you know, what's biggest second half fear? What's that one thing you're like, oh man, if this doesn't happen, you know, I'm going to be really worried about how this rest of the season goes.
Yeah, well, I'm excited to see a rotation that actually looks good now. Like where Frankie Montas is your fifth starter, which is what it should be like. And you're not throwing out bullpen games, you know, knock on wood, assuming everyone's healthy. So I'm excited to see at least 4 days where we can enjoy starting pitching, and then we'll hold our breath for Montas. You know, so I'm excited about that. I'm excited to see Juan Soto, like, now in clutch moments. I want to see him try to propel this team to a division title. This is a guy that two of his six full seasons in the big leagues, he's won a pennant, and he has a World Series ring on his finger. This is a winner. This is a guy that has a domino effect that the guy in front of him, behind him, there's a reason that Alonso and Lindor are both all-stars. Soto's in there. They're all, both getting more pitches to hit. They're both having incredible seasons. So I want to see the Soto effect now in the final 60, 65 games and see what that does. So that I'm excited about. What I fear is that they're not going to get enough impactful bats to help this order. And we're going to see a lot of 3-2, 4-3 losses. For me, I mean, you have a nice set of hair. Me, pull my non-existent hair out. Like, I got nothing left
it's
to pull
out. It's turning gray,
out.
Though.
Yeah, well, listen, I'd rather have – well, I like being bald, so I can't say that. But it's going to pull my non-existent patches of holy hands and my beard out at this point. And I need to see them go get a bat. Stop going status quo. You know, I think, you know, firing Eric Chavez after that Pirates series was the easy move. I'm not saying it would fix the team. Now he's here. You're not firing coach probably at this point unless they go on like a 10-game losing streak. So this is your coaching staff. I'm a little worried that they won't do enough at the deadline to help propel this team in a season where I think they could win the whole damn thing if they have a good deadline. So that is my fear, is that we're going to continue to see ineptitude at the bottom of the order. The catching will continue, like you called it, a black hole. I'm worried that the catching situation is going to be a complete black hole, that they're going to just throw Taylor and McNeil and wait for Siri to come back in center. So that is my biggest fear. I hope they actually fix this offense and bring in a bat here that can, and maybe Buxton's that guy, maybe Duran's that guy, but bring in that spark plug, because Jesse Winker's back ain't holding up. Starling Marte's knee ain't holding up. You need a real spark plug that can come in here and have a 3-for-4, two homer day that carries you to a win in September in Philadelphia. Those are the moments we remember as Mets fans forever, and it might take those kind of one or two impactful bats to do it.
Yeah, I think, honestly, we're in a lot of alignment here. My biggest thing I'm excited for, same thing, is, you know, is having these two aces, having this full rotation for the first time. I mean, we haven't even been close to having the full rotation in a while. It started feeling like the Mets five with Harvey and Wheeler and Mats and DeGrom and Syndergaard, and you only saw it like for 2 weeks, I think, in that entire era. I was like, are we ever going to see all these guys pitch together? So I'm excited for that. I think that's going to make a huge impact, and I think you'll see a lot more results like April and May, I think, when the rotation was more intact than it was the last few weeks and was pitching very well. They were able to get around some of those, you know, offensive struggling periods. But also, similar to you, my biggest fear is that offense, and specifically the clutch offense. And, you know, Soto struggled at this, but the whole team has. The runners in scoring position, I'm going to harp on it every week. I tweeted about it more than anything, because I just am afraid that that's going to be the thing that holds this team back. And small sample sizes might not mean anything over the course of 162 games, but small sample sizes mean a lot in the playoffs. And a hot series with runners in scoring position or a bad one can completely change the trajectory of things. Mets were really bad with runners in scoring position against the Dodgers in the playoffs last year. Not saying they would have beat them had that been better, but that was a pretty big issue in addition to their pitching. And it's cost them games a lot of times this year. I think it cost them the game today, even though they did try to rally at the end. You know, can they just hit the play better button there? Is it a mental hurdle they have to get past as a group? Is it a change at the position coach? I don't think, like you said, that they're going to make a change at this point in the season, but what is it going to take for that to get better? Because that has been their most consistent issue this entire season. It is the thing from opening day through today has been consistent all year round. Every other aspect of the team has pretty much gone up and down, but that that clutch hitting thing has been a huge thing ever since, you know, Soto struck out on opening day against the Astros. It's been a lot of that for the team. So I think we're in alignment there for sure. And that one is almost like a harder one to fill because, you know, you might get better players, but it doesn't always mean that they're going to come through in those situations. So it might just come down to you hope that things even out for them and that the talent and the luck wind up catching up there.
My worry is they're going to say, you know what, play better. We have the roster. We like what we have. You know, the classic
line. The Wilpon cliche.
Yeah, like we like our roster. No. You saw the Dodgers, for example, weeks ago, and it could be a move that plays a part. They traded for Alexis Diaz early in the year, and I know he's not an impactful player right now, but I can see him in October striking out, you know, Juan Soto in a big spot. You know, when you're about, you got Edwin Diaz warming and Alexis Diaz strikes out Juan Soto in the NLCS. I can see it. And it's a move that they made early on that might play a factor later. And they need to realize the roster right now ain't cutting it. And the first 2+ months was incredible. This is the best team in baseball. Mm-hmm. But they caught some breaks. They caught some luck. Then injuries caught up to them. They started throwing bullpen games. The lineup, you know, started having a dry spell. They got to add the necessary pieces, and it's not going to be, you know, Luis Robert, Gregory Soto, and Edward Cabrera. I'm sorry. If those are your three moves, I don't think that propels you over the top. There has to be at least that one massive, like you said, the Yoenis Cespedes kind of move. This is the deadline to do it. Mm-hmm. To be honest, I think this is Pete Alonso's last year in a New York Mets uniform. I just have a gut feeling that they're going to move on from Alonso. And that they're not going to give him the massive deal and not negotiate again with Scott Boras to try to get 5 for $180 or whatever it is. So I think it's time to win now. And I do think if they win, I think that more so if they win a championship, Pete Alonso's gone. Maybe if they fall short, they bring him back and try to run it back. But I do think this window is not forever. Despite you have Lindor a while, you have Nimmo a while, you have Soto a while, you know, these kind of moments, I think the league is up for grabs this year if you do it right. So, I guess my hot take is that I don't think Pete will be a Met after this year.
Could be a little bit of Last Dance Mets this year.
Thanks for listening to this free preview of the Just Mets podcast. If you liked what you heard and want access to full weekly episodes and additional bonus content, you can become a supporter of Just Mets on patreon.com/justmets or on justmets.net.